Good morning and welcome to When Heaven Speaks with Pastor Zach. I pray that you've had a great week thus far. And if not, get ready for your life to do a great shift. Let us pray as we go into today's lesson. Heavenly Father, we welcome you. We come before you with open hearts. Help us to hear what you're saying, not just to the broken who return, but to the faithful who stayed. Confront anything in us that resists your joy and grace. We receive this word in humility, and we ask you for forgiveness of all sins and shortcomings. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, welcome to When Heaven Speaks. This is Pastor Zach, your prophetic clarity, fresh perspective, and spiritual empowerment is waiting for you today. And today, we're going to listen closely to a warning tucked inside a celebration. Don't let bitterness block your blessing. Up to this point, we've been talking about a young boy who had a loving father and an older brother. And he asked his father one day for his inheritance, and he received it. And this young lad went away to a far distant country, spent it on riotous living, and came to a place he needed something. He came to himself one day, according to Luke 15 and verse 17, and said, I can go home. And he goes back home. And the father ran when he returned. And when he came back home, he didn't just come back home, but he repented. And we saw the father in Luke chapter 15. Restored when the son repented. But have you ever wondered what happened to the older brother, the older son? Luke 15, verse 25, 32 tells us that there was an older son that was out working in the field when his brother returned. And when his brother returned, he became so angry, he refused to go in and celebrate. All these years, he said, I've slaved for you, but you never threw me a party of any kind. The three points I want you to think about today when we deal with when heaven speaks. Point one is this: you can work for the father and still miss his heart. The older brother was in the field doing what looked right, working, serving, staying close to home. But when restoration happened, his response revealed a deeper issue. He didn't really know his father's heart. Have you ever been there that you didn't know that there was something in you that God wanted to get out of you? Some root of bitterness, some root of jealousy, some root of anger, some root of despair. And maybe God allowed things happen to reveal what is in you. This is what happened to this older brother. This older brother didn't really know his father's heart. He saw himself as a servant, not a son. He said, all these years I've slaved for you, not serve you, but slave. The language revealed a wounded identity, a wounded identity. When we lose intimacy with God, even ministry becomes misery. You can be in the house of the Father, but still be emotionally distant, operating in obedience, but disconnected from affection. Heaven is speaking today. God isn't just after your hands. God is after your heart. Heaven speaks not just in our action, but to our attitudes. Don't let your service become slavery. Y'all remember the story of Mary and Martha? Martha gets upset because Mary sits at the feet of Jesus and she starts complaining to Jesus and she tells Jesus, get her over here. Tell her there's work to be done. And Jesus tells her, Mary have chosen the better part. Have you ever been there though? When your identity is tied to your doing instead of your being. Every celebration that doesn't include you feels like a threat. And when you don't understand the Father's love for you, you're questioning his goodness to others. Some of you who are listening today, you've been working for approval. Approval you've already have. You've mistaken your productivity for intimacy. Heaven says, come back to the table, not as a worker, but as a son and a daughter. You're not overlooked and you're not overloved. God doesn't reward labor. He rewards love. Here's a scripture I want you to remember. Romans 8:15. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. But you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God. Think about this other scripture, Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 through 4. I know your deeds, yet hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Today, I want you to think about something, and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, am I laboring for love instead of living for love? Sit in silence. Listen for what the Father is saying to you and about you, not what you do, but who you are. Here's the next point I want to make. Jealousy blinds you to your inheritance. When we look at this older brother wasn't mad just because his brother came home. He was mad because he thought he had been overlooked. He said, you never gave me a young kid goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But the father responded, son, you're always with me, and everything I have is yours. See, the problem wasn't what he lacked. The problem was what he couldn't see. God wants you to open up your eyes to what you are not seeing. Jealousy twisted his vision. It convinced him he was deprived when he was actually rich. He already had what he needed, but he wasn't seeing it because he had been blocked by the spirit of jealousy. Jealousy will always make you feel like you are missing something that's already in your hands. It turns celebration into competition and an inheritance into insecurity. While heaven speaks, it says, everything I have is available to you. There's no shortage in my house. But when jealousy speaks, it says, you'll never have enough. You'll never be enough. The tragedy of the older brother is that he lived under an open heaven, but he walked around like a servant begging for scraps. Heaven is speaking today. You're not a beggar. You're a beneficiary. You're not overlooked. You are an heir. Galatians 4 and 7 says this, now we're no longer living like slaves under the law, but we enjoy being God's very own sons and daughters. And because we're his, we have access to everything our Father has. Can you declare after me, I have access to everything that my Father has? James 3 and 16 says, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every evil thing. Where jealousy and selfish ambition exists, there will be disorder. Don't expect it to get better. There will be every kinds of evil. I want you to think, every time you are tempted to resist someone else's breakthrough, I want you to remember that their blessing doesn't cancel yours. That the Father's house is full and your name is still on the wheel. Ask the Holy Spirit, where have I believed the lie or the lack instead of the truth of abundance? Declare over yourself, I am an heir. Come on, say it with me. Declare, I am an heir. Declare, I will not live with scarcity. Everything that the Father has belonged to me through Christ Jesus. Here's my third and final point as we wrap up this time together when heaven speaks. God's celebration is a test of our compassion. God's celebration, again, is a test of our compassion. When the younger son returned, the father immediately threw a massive celebration. But instead of joining the party, the older brother said, I'm staying here. I'm going to be a part of the Frozen Chosen. I'm not moving. Offended. He was isolated and self-righteous. Be careful that when you are offended, that you're not isolated and you become then self-righteous, that you're not accountable to anyone. Heaven was celebrating restoration. The older brother was calculating injustice. Here's the prophetic truth about this. The way you respond when God restores someone else is a mirror of your own heart's condition. How's your heart condition? It's easy to celebrate when you get blessed. It's harder when someone else gets the breakthrough, the favor, the attention, the second chance, and you feel like you deserve it more. The celebration is not about who you earned or who earned it. It's about the Father's overwhelming, undeserved love. Would you celebrate God for his undeserved love that he shows you? Would you tell God, thank you? I know you're driving in your car, or you may be still in your bed, or you may be getting dressed. You may be at the gym listening to this. But will you tell God, thank you? Thank you. You are being invited to align your emotions with heaven's emotions. There will be moments when God's favor on someone else's life will offend the part of you that is still healing. But that's not punishment. That's opportunity. It's a divine moment where God says, will you trust me enough to rejoice even when it's not about you? If you can celebrate others, you're proving you understand the kingdom. Romans 12:15. Celebrate with those who celebrate. Weep with those who grieve. Matthew 20:15. It says, am I not free to do as I wish with what is mine? Why would you let jealousy make you stingy toward my generosity? Wow. Wow. Think about that. I want you to ask yourself this. Am I sin outside of the celebration because of an internal offense? Ask yourself one more question. Do I securely believe someone else's blessings should have been mine? Heaven's invitation today is simple. Lay down your scorecard and pick up your sonship. Declare this with me. I will celebrate restoration, not resist it. Resent it. Align my emotions with the heart of heaven. Heaven is speaking healing over your hidden hurts. You will not let compassion rob you. You will not let misunderstanding miss your moment because of jealousy and entitlement. You are loved. You are seen. And you are invited into joy without striving. Let us pray. Father, we thank you now for this opportune time to get it right. Let us not, oh God, miss out on what we already have that belongs to us, but open up our eyes that we may see what you have for us. And we give you praise, glory, honor in Christ's name. Amen. Again, thank you for joining us for another When Heaven Speaks with Pastor Zach. Feel free to email us your testimonies or your prayer requests at mylotva@gmail.com. That's mylotva@gmail.com. Until the next time, continue to listen to heaven. God bless you in Jesus' name.